KSA News. I'm Dave Collins. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the House could vote on a debt ceiling bill as soon as next week. The Republican told reporters he sees a path toward a deal as negotiators from his staff and from the White House continue to hold meetings. He added that talks are in a much better place. This comes as Congress needs to raise the limit to avoid a potential default as soon as June 1st. Parents in New York City are claiming victory after forcing the city to remove migrants out of their school gym. Parent Miguel Chico says he's against having the migrants in his child's school.
School gymnasium isn't a place to put these people in. The gymnasium was built for the children so they can have an education and they can have their gym.
The incident is turning into a flashpoint of the immigrant surge in the U.S. Parents at PS 188 in Coney Island say they were never informed of New York City Mayor Eric Adams' plan to house the migrants there and immediately began protesting in front of the school. The Cleveland Clinic has successfully performed the first dual cardiac device implant in the world. The device combines two cardiac therapies into one to help the heart's contraction and treat the causes of sudden cardiac death. The device can last up to 20 years and has a rechargeable battery. The clinic will be enrolling 300 patients nationwide into a study of the device called the Integrate-D study. DeSantis looks as if he's close to announcing for a run for the presidency.
The Washington Post is reporting that two people familiar with the Republican governor's plans say DeSantis will kick off his campaign for the GOP nomination as he gathers top fundraisers in Miami. DeSantis is also expected to launch his candidacy with an event after Memorial Day in his hometown of Dunedin. He is considered the most serious challenger to former President Trump in the race for the Republican nomination.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Moscow is threatening to strike back as the CIA works to recruit frustrated Russian civilians to become spies. The agency has launched an official channel on Telegram, the encrypted messaging app favored by Russians, with a dramatized Russian language video. The video encourages Russians to engage with the CIA on Telegram and share information it says could be critical to U.S. intelligence efforts. A Los Angeles jury is now deliberating actor Danny Masterson's second rape trial. The former That 70s Show star is accused of attacking 3 women 2 decades ago in his Hollywood Hills home. He denies the charges. A different jury could not reach a verdict last year, leading to a mistrial. John Schaefer has the latest on forgiveness of student loan debt.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause has been in place for more than 3 years. It's been extended 8 times, even after the Biden administration said it would no longer be extended. When that pause ends, roughly 44 million people will have to restart making payments on their federal student loans.
An 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible sold for more than $38 million at an auction in New York City. The former U.S. Ambassador to Romania, Alfred Moses, had the winning bid. He'll donate to the ANU Museum of the Jewish People in Tel Aviv. Dave Collins, USA News.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Stephan, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running radio morning magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.